On this episode, we smoke the Room 101 Farsa Nicaragua Robusto. I'm your host, Johnny Midas, and you're listening to Burnline Podcast. Burnline Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
You should have a Slim Jim in your hand.
Yeah.
And what's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages over the age of 21. You are listening to Burnline Podcast, coming to you as always, not live, from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Blanco Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Union Cigar, Hanover, Pennsylvania, USA. The only Blanco Cigar Lounge in North America. I'm Johnny Midas.
And I'm Angel El Fumo Solario.
Why is there, like, network cables hanging out of the ceiling?
I have no idea. It's like an early, like, Halloween decoration, if you think about it. It's like a spiderweb something. I don't know.
Very early, like months early. And we're smoking the Room 101 Farsa Nicaragua Robusto. They announced this, what, November?
Yeah, November.
Yeah. And just came out, so we're going to smoke this for you guys. I've got my...
I've been excited for this.
Yeah, I got my stick box covered in Fat Boys Cigar stickers. Thanks for that sticker pack, Fat Boys. One for you. Ooh. One for me. All right, so... Before we cut and light, I'm gonna hold that up to the camera. Anyway, so it is in cello. It does have the barcode for the retailer. Super cool. Now, what it doesn't have, so one thing that I think that Davidoff does it best. They have a perforated sticker.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then Fuente has one, like, it gets super narrow.
Yeah.
And you can, if it's lined up correctly, just peel it right across.
Yeah.
I love that on the cello sticker.
That's attention to detail, because somebody's got to do that by hand.
Yeah, and it improves the experience for me as a cigar consumer, because what I hate is if it won't tear, then it peels off. Like, the glue is, like, you know, less strong than the sticker.
Yeah.
Well, when it peels off, I always get glue on my fingers, which then gets on the barrel of the cigar.
Right.
And just, ugh, I don't like that tacky. So... Anyway, this does not have that. What it does say is Room 101 Farsa Nicaragua Robe for Robusto 5x50, which is cool.
Yeah.
And it tells you what it is. Also, attention to detail.
Yeah.
I didn't get the wrong sticker.
Yeah.
But it does tear right across, so pretty cool. Cello wrapped. I like cello wrapped for general retail cigars.
Yeah.
If I'm getting it off the shelf, I would prefer that. It's just the little plunger method. Get that off, and this is fucking gorgeous. So, you know, the presentation is important.
Yeah.
You know, when we smoke a cigar, we do things a little different, right? We don't do blind smoking. Why would you? That's part of the experience.
Right.
You know, the brand, why would companies spend millions on their brand?
Right.
It didn't matter, right? And so looking at this, first of all, absolutely gorgeous, like, matte wrapper.
Dude,
like
chocolate.
Dude, yes. So it's oily, like, you can tell, but it's not shiny oily. It's that matte finish.
Yeah.
And then they have this matte powder blue with the flower and the gold. Absolutely gorgeous.
What is it, like a white lotus?
I don't know.
I don't even know what plant that is.
How many petals does a lotus have?
I have no idea.
It's got to be like a tobacco flower. Like, right. Why would it be a lotus flower? They don't even grow in, do they?
I have no idea. I wouldn't really know. I'm not a...
Aren't lotuses, like, Asian? Or,
I'm not a botanist.
I'm not a horticulturist. Yeah. And then Room 101 in the back in gold. Johnny Midas approved. Farsa, it's got the blue pinstripe at the bottom, gold letters. I mean, to me, the attention they paid to the band fucking nailed it. Like,
dude, it is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's different. You know, the color scheme, awesome. So this is just a really... awesome looking cigar. Kind of like, I don't know, like, just a little artsy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's a little artistic, you know?
It did a quick look. It looks like a tobacco flower.
Yeah, I think it's got to be, right? Like, what else?
I've never seen a tobacco flower, but yeah. Looks like it.
Well, I've never seen one from the top with the leaves, you know, with the petals all spread open. I've seen tobacco flowers, but they were like, because they're kind of fluted and then they open up. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's kind of avant-garde. Look, it's not like your classic, gold scroll work and somebody's name in like Gothic script. This is definitely like new age.
This almost looks like I'm about to step, like if you were to put that on a building, this
like
looks
a hotel.
Like a hotel or like a
luxury resort or something.
Fancy ass clothing store, like stupid expensive.
Yeah. Now, the only thing that bothered me about this, farce is a 5-letter word.
Right.
And the R is not directly lined up under the center dot on the flower. On mine.
Well, so, mine is.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Inconsistency. So I'm going to twist this secondary band. Line it up. Mission accomplished. So, all right, let's get these cigars cut and lit so we can start enjoying them. This is the Room 101 Farce Nicaragua Robusto 5x50, and the official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boys Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobaccos are highlighted in the original Jack cigar by Fat Boys Cigars. Also, don't forget to try the new War Pig, recently released. Big ring gauge, kind of short and stubby. Supposed to be strong enough to put hair on your chest. So
I'm all about it.
Check that out at fatboyscigars.com. And I am officially cutting with my Perdomo close-ended double guillotine.
I am using the Vertigo.
Open-ended double guillotine. And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar.
I almost fucked that up.
With authority, a little more authority than that, El Fumo.
Yeah.
No limp-wristed cutting allowed. Did you fuck yours up a little bit?
No.
No, that's just a little.
Yeah, I almost fucked up because my hand somehow twitched and I almost cut past the shoulder.
Past the shoulder.
And that would have been devastating and I would have cried.
Yeah, I don't even have a backup. Not too much coming out on the hand job, but don't forget, if you're audio only, turn that cigar around. Tap the freshly cut head on your hand. Get that little dowel out.
Yeah, we're good.
Packing the cigar. Something that Nick the Brick taught me. And, man, it improves my cigar experience because I'm not picking little pieces of shit out of my teeth. So, pretty good clip. Interesting.
Looks like they bunched it.
Well, you got to bunch every cigar.
Yeah, but just like a regular.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like it. Interesting. Definitely. And cold draw?
A little tight.
Mine's about right, but dried fruit and I don't know, Chex Mix. I think there's just a little like wheat snack with some kind of like spices on it.
Getting something weedy. Yeah. I wouldn't say Chex Mix.
But there's a little bit of spicy something.
Yeah.
No surprise, it's Nicaraguan.
Right.
What I love about the cold draw is it has nothing to do with how the cigar tastes. Also, if your cold draw doesn't include the taste of raisins, like you're not smoking tobacco.
Yeah.
That's always part of it. Let's get these lit so that we can enjoy them. And as always, our official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee, which we are currently enjoying.
Hell yeah.
Six Bean Bala.
All the balling that just happened this whole month.
This whole month. Keep your day fueled with delicious premium coffee from 2C Premium Coffee, featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world. 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning Midas. I've got my Johnny Midas. Bar of gold. Single flame, soft flame, butane torch. You're using a more traditional, but it's also a single flame, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, so you got a more traditional jet butane. But it is a single flame. Not much tobacco to light up here. It's a 5x50. And now you're a Gordo man, right? You like
54 and up.
Yeah, you like big cigars. I'm a small ring gauge, small cigar guy. Robusto's my default. I love Coronas. They're hard to find nowadays. And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted.
It's toasted. I get it.
Treat that cigar with the love and affection it deserves. And, but I'm not a fan of Lanceros.
I've don't think I've ever smoked the Lancero just because it's too thin. I was just like, eh.
Didn't we have one on the show, or was that before your
time? That
was time?
Before me.
That was before you.
Yeah, we had the Blanco.
Yeah. Yeah, good one. Well, so I like the flavor of a Lancero. I like the fact that it naturally has a tighter draw, which, you know, I like. The problem is it takes too much attention and effort to stay lit.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
And it's outdoors, not an outside, yeah.
Yeah, outdoors, forget about it. So Corona to me is perfect, particularly since, you know, since it's a short smoke.
Yeah, Corona with some lime. Pretty good.
Oh, shit. For fuck's sake.
And,
all right, so a little bit about this Farsa Nicaragua. It is a Nicaraguan Maduro wrapper, Nicaraguan binder and filler, hence the name Nicaragua. The Farsa line came out a while ago, so I guess if we go back far enough, you know, Matt Booth had Room 101.
Yeah.
And it was like 2017 when, you know, he was like, I'm retiring, you know, it's time to get out of the business.
Yeah.
But then he like sort of didn't, and he came out with like a whole bunch of cigars like 3 months later or something.
Yeah, he pulled a Kiss.
Yeah, he pulled a Kiss.
I was like, I'm retired. Nah, I'm back.
Well, and then General Cigar bought the rights to the Room 101 name in 2022, so not that long ago. And so this is essentially a General Cigar product, certainly distributed by. But anyway, one of the things that's different about this, so the original Farce series, you know, it's a couple years old. The Farce Nicaragua was announced in November, kind of just available.
Yeah.
Which is why we're smoking it for you guys out there. We liked the original Farce, and that was Pennsylvania, Nicaraguan, and Dominican binder and filler with an Ecuadorian wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a lot of, they put some work into it. You know, that's a complex blend. This one is probably complex as well, despite the point of origin being Nicaragua, because if we're being honest, like the different regions of Nicaragua, they might be closer in proximity, but they're so different.
Yeah.
You
they
know?
Really are, because you have a what coastal area in one part,
mm-hmm.
a volcanic area in another mm-hmm. part, and then a lowlands and
mm-hmm.
wet. Yeah,
it's, yeah. You have kind of like the what is it? The Condega region.
It's yeah.
like
it's a little know, bit of everything.
Yeah, so it could be a super complex and difficult blend.
Right.
Despite single country point of origin, but here's a big difference: the original Farce was rolled at the Ventura factory, William Ventura factory. And this one is the Joya de Nicaragua factory,
mm-hmm.
Tabacalera, or Fabrica de
Tabacos,
Joya de Nicaragua. Yeah, SA, which like SA is the South American version of GmbH, which is the German version of like corporation.
Yeah.
Which is like the American version of, what?
Incorporated, I would say.
No. What is it in Britain? Limited.
Limited,
which
yeah.
stands for limited liability. Yeah. Yeah, it's like same company. Anyway, so that's a little bit about the cigar. We're like eighth of an inch in or so, quarter of an inch in.
Yeah, this is good.
What are your thoughts so far?
Oh my God, dude, this is great. So I'm getting a little nuttiness, a little leather, hint of nutmeg, and just a hint of like cocoa / chocolate there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot right off the bat, like a whole
lot.
It
is, yeah, it's a lot. I'm sorting through right now.
Yeah, like I don't think I'm done with what you just asked me.
Okay, so first of all, smoke output is good.
Mm-hmm.
The draw is actually a little loose now that I lit it up.
Yeah, it loosened up.
Yeah, it did. So, I mean, a little loose for me. I think it's spot on for normal, what people would expect for a cigar. Good smoke output. The smoke is rich.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thick. And right off of the bat, I would say the strength and flavor is mid full to full.
Yeah.
Complexity is high.
Oh,
very
yeah.
complex flavor. So I'm getting a little bit of like Barnyard. And then It's like leather that has been thrown in a smoker with like a whole thing of peppercorns. So there's like a smoky, peppery, and maybe even a little cayenne.
Yeah.
Definitely some spicy in there. It's not overpowering.
No.
It's kind of what I would expect from Nicaraguan tobacco, at least Esteli. Yeah, there's this well-rounded, like, semi-chocolatey. It's almost like you took a little bit of chocolate and like some of your baking spices and just kind of like threw the baking spices across the across the chocolate, and then like the hint of that.
Real quick, you've been to South America, right?
I've been to Peru, which is in South America.
Great. So you know how we've described woodsy for other cigars? I want to say the same thing, but South American woodsy, not North American woodsy, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, South American, the best way that I can describe South American woodsy is like
damp.
Like sumac in America. Like if you're familiar with sumac plants, think of that. Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I fucking love the complexity of this right off the bat.
Dude, it's like so much right in your face.
Yeah, there is a lot of flavors to pick through. I love the way that like the barnyard leather and spice are playing together with just that little bit of sweet chocolate in the background to offset it.
Yeah.
But I feel like the pepper's picking up.
Yeah, I was a little upset when I read the description that there wasn't an Ecuadorian wrapper with this, but I'm like, you know what? All this complexity is making up for the lack of that wrapper. Because right now, I think it's, for both of us, it's our favorite wrapper right now.
They're making some kick-ass wrappers that are affordable still.
Shit, yeah.
Not so much Maduro.
No.
I don't look for Ecuadorian Maduro wrappers, but like Ecuadorian Sumatras I don't like Sumatra. I like Ecuadorian Sumatra. Ecuadorian Habano.
Yeah.
Ecuadorian Criollo. Top notch. Love them. I like the sweet, slightly floral that you get from it. This is not that. No. This is like, I mean, if it wasn't so nice on the banding, this is like a Yellowstone cigar.
Yellowstone.
You know? Yeah, like this is like a cowboy cigar. Like maybe not, you know, rustic and rural, but you know what I mean? Like this is like a manly adventure, outdoorsy. Yeah. And it definitely tastes outdoorsy.
Yeah,
you know,
it does. But I'm not even halfway through yet. I'm curious to see what happens at the halfway point, because then I'll probably decide whether or not this is an outside activity stick. It's too early to tell right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, it tastes outdoorsy,
right?
So far it's strong enough that
it's picking up.
I'm feeling early on. My early on feelings is I'm not going to be doing much except smoking this. Yeah. Maybe riding a horse. I don't think that's too much.
Passed out.
Yeah.
Where
take me home. That's why I named my horse Country Road. Country Road, take me home. Because I'm drunk and I'm stoned. All right. Social media, Spotify feedback. Got a little feedback on the old Spotify's.
Let's go.
One fan has responded to your Q&A. So if you listen to this on audio, go to Spotify. Of course, you can go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever. But on Spotify, there is a question and answer. What is smoking about this episode? With my apologies to the mask. And this is from our most recent Glenn Glassa and Davidoff Winston Churchill. So the Glenn Glassa Sandan Whiskey of the Year. What was smoking about this episode? And Odin's Blood says, nice. Where can I find that whiskey? I'm going to go ahead and publish that comment. Great question, Odin's Blood. So I bought it online. You know, I support my local cigar shops and local whiskey stores, but there's stuff that you just can't find. This was the Whiskey Advocate Whiskey of the Year, and you can buy it from Whiskey Advocate. Here in Pennsylvania, I looked it up. The price from Whiskey Advocate with shipping is going to be about $160 for the bottle. So not great, but not a terrible price. Certainly beats the secondhand market. So that's my advice, is look online and hopefully live in a state where, you know, that's not too difficult to get. Thank you for that feedback, and we look forward to more as well. Check us out on YouTube. Hopefully you're watching on YouTube. It's really picking up as our biggest channel. Only thing I'd ask is like, subscribe, hit that notifications bell, share it, and comment. But mostly the comments, because we're trying to interact with you as the audience. One of the things that sets Burnline apart is, like, you'll notice we're not in like some fancy studio. We focus on, we're actual cigar smokers. We're in an actual lounge, enjoying a cigar, and we're trying to really make it as close to your experience and kind of share our experience.
Yeah, I would say we're pretty unbiased as well. We're not.
Yeah, we're not captured.
We're not.
We don't
really
care.
Yeah.
Nobody pays us. Yeah. So we're able to do some stuff other folks can't.
Yeah.
Right.
We're a little freer in that.
Yeah, but it relies on feedback from you guys. And of course, Facebook, how's that going?
Got it's all
that?
Just mostly likes right now.
Yeah.
Facebook is still being weird with the algo.
Dude, fucking, YouTube's not much better. I mean, they just, like, dude, shadow ban.
There's a weird tobacco, like, ban right now.
Yeah, they don't like the fact that we're doing something fun and cool that they can't afford, because there's some stupid intern that got an IT degree and are competing with the entire subcontinent of India for a job.
You can sell illegal drugs on Facebook, so that's not a problem.
Right, right, yeah. Oh, if you're smoking marijuana, no problem, but just not a premium cigar.
Right.
Yeah, like, if you did a statistical analysis of harm, I'm pretty sure cigars would come out better, but whatever. And of course, DMs on the old Insta, had a couple of those this week. Thanks for reaching out. And of course, email, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. We have an email later for our tobacconist tip of the week. So keep those coming, and we will answer your questions. And most of all, make this your show on Burnline Podcast. We are enjoying the Room 101 Farce Nicaraguan Maduro Robusto. This 5x50 powerhouse hails from the Hoya de Nicaragua factory, featuring all Nicaraguan construction. And so far, kind of knocking my socks off with, like, the complexity of flavor.
So, with that said, I was looking up Farce. Mm-hmm. So, I don't really use it in my Spanish, but it looks like in Nicaraguan Spanish, it means complicated, convoluted. Mm-hmm. So, it makes sense that they're using it for this cigar, mm-hmm. like the Farce. I was like, why does that name sound so familiar to me, but I don't use it. So, that's what it means. And it makes sense that they used it for this cigar, because it's complex right off the bat.
Yeah, so that was one thing that I kind of thought about right away, was why would you name a cigar Farce? Because in English, farce means like a joke.
Right.
You know, it was, I don't know, like Matt Booth's last joke at the world.
Right. Like, haha.
Big middle finger. No, but. Yeah, I looked up the same thing in Spanish, Farce.
Yeah.
You know, means something different, at least in Nicaraguan sort of Spanish. So, yeah, like, complex, it fits, you know.
Mm-hmm. Which also separates us from the other guys is that we know Spanish.
Well, you know Spanish.
We have the budget for that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know Spanish. No, that's not true. You know, like, L.A. Street.
Well, actually, these past couple of years, I've been picking up on the other Spanishes. But yeah, no, you're right.
That's a good cup of coffee. We are enjoying the 6-Bean Baller from 2C Premium, and I'm working on a Burnline blend with them.
Let's
come up with the coffee that pairs black with cigars.
Right.
You know.
To talk about the 2C coffee real quick. I mean, it was the first on the show for me here. Like, this is the first coffee I've ever tried straight black.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how good this stuff is. Like, that was even before they were an official sponsor. I said that. I was like, dude, this coffee's just too good.
Yep. Yeah, I'm a coffee guy. And just like a whiskey guy, you know, you always try it neat. You might add some water or some rocks or something, but you're going to try it neat first. And so I always drink my coffee black. And yeah, this one, I mean, it's so smooth and mellow, you know, like
Yeah.
The like adding anything to it is just feels wrong. Yeah.
It really does.
So I'm really interested. You're chugging yours down a little faster than me. Tight, yeah. Fucking glued on.
This is
terrible. Want a knife?
Hold on. Not yet.
Can you get it? Don't pop that. Don't crack that wrapper.
Oh, they failed the wrapper test.
Failed the wrapper test. Fuck you, General Cigars.
Or the band test. Sorry, not wrapper test.
Band test, yeah. Just be super careful. Don't cut that wrapper.
Oh, my God.
Just slide it out. It's pretty sharp.
Ooh, I'm hearing some popping. I'm a little scared.
You want to give it a go? Here, let me give it a go.
Oh, here you go.
I get it.
Just very, very carefully. Surgery. Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty sharp knife. You can use it like a knife. At least it was before I cut my toenails with it.
Oh, I don't like that. All right.
All right, let's see what. Let's see the damage.
Oh, shit. Oh, just a little.
Yeah, you got a little. That's just on the outside.
Yeah. So we should be okay.
That's right where the edge of the leaf is.
I'm going to keep this on here just in case.
Yeah. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we do the band test, because believe it or not, to all you manufacturers out there, because I know you listen to Burnline religiously to improve your product, we actually have to take them off. That's half the damn cigar. I can't smoke this with the band on.
Right.
Jesus Christ. So it's got to come off.
Yeah, and that was just a small band. We still got one big band.
And we still have
the
big
band.
Yeah.
And that's a point. I'm sorry. That's a point right there.
That's a point. Yep. Gotta take a point for that. So I'm noticing the sweetness has picked up.
Mm-hmm. And it's wild because this is not an Ecuadorian.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last Nicaraguan that you got some actual sweetness out of that you've had? I can't really think of one.
Last Nicaraguan with some real sweetness on it. Oh, well, the Perdomo 30th, there was some sweetness in that.
Okay.
It wasn't like sweet, sweet.
Right. Okay.
It's a little sweet note. Yeah, this is like an interesting sweet because it's like barnyard sweet,
mm-hmm.
and like vegetal sweet,
mm-hmm.
Not like sugarcane sweet, not even chocolate sweet, although there's a cocoa note in there. It's mm-hmm. distinctly different. The sweet in here is very like nature centric.
Yeah.
You know, it's like manure and like the pear that falls off the tree and rots in the ground sweet.
Dude, this literally reminds me of the farm in Mexico.
It does, man.
It's fucking weird. And I'm talking like interior Mexico, not like just across the border. Mm.
I figured it out. Okay, so the thing that's kind of tying these flavors together is fermentation.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Like that's a fermentation sweet. That's a fermentation barnyard. You know what I mean? Like it really reminds me of like my grandparents had a small farm in the Annapolis area, and they had muscadine and Bartlett pears.
Okay.
And they would make wine out of them, and we would collect, like we would wait for the fruit to drop or get close to it. And they would already be like starting that fermentation process. And it just reminds me of all of the smells and flavors that go along with harvesting that fruit to make wine out of.
You know what you just reminded me of? Yeah. I'm getting a small ass hint of applewood, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a fruit tree. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it reminds me of those pears, but mm-hmm. it's not a pear flavor at all. Mm-hmm. It just reminds me of, definitely.
I was trying to figure it out. Yeah, so it's like a fruit tree.
Yeah. That is delicious. And with that, it is time for a break. And when we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week.
All right.
Don't go away. Tip of the week with Angel Solorio. And we are back. Our tobacconist tip of the week comes from burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Devin says, cool show. Appreciate the laid back and down to earth style. I smoke local, and the cool cats often stick their cigars with like a paper clip or like they make a tool for it. What is that and how does it help? Great question, Devin. Angel, El Fumo?
How's he using it? Is he using it to like poke through to make the hole, or is it just to hold it?
He says they stick their cigars with like a paper clip or like they make a tool for it. I'm going to guess off of this that if you're sticking it with a paper clip, mm-hmm. he's talking about like draw. To hold it.
Or draw like, poke, a draw like a draw poker?
Yeah, the tool would be draw poker. Is that a name brand?
I think so.
I think it is.
But draw poker is what everybody...
Everyone called it a draw poker.
Yeah. So I guess you could in a pinch. I don't see why it's an issue. The only problem with a draw using a paper clip as a draw poker is it's not straight.
Yeah.
So you just got to be very, very careful to not go through your cigar or wrapper
right.
when you're trying to poke through or, you know, make some damage too.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot to unpack here. You know, we're interpreting a little bit into this email, Devin, but I'm going to assume you're talking about poking something through your cigar.
Yeah.
The reason for that is to make it draw better. Now, it's a really shitty solution.
Yeah,
your cigar should draw. I have seen guys that do this before even smoking it. I don't know why. Like, your cigar should just smoke.
No.
If you have a tight draw, yes, they make a tool. There's a couple. There's one that has like little barbs on it.
Yeah.
It actually pulls tobacco out.
Not a fan of that one.
Not a fan of that one. There's one that just looks like a hairpin.
Right.
There's one where you like lay it in a tray and slide it so it like always gets
I just like the straight
clean.
One. Yeah, no barbs, no nothing. Just.
And yeah, that's the idea. That's how it helps is to increase the draw.
Yeah.
Because
sometimes, I mean, some cigars are just wrapped tightly. You know, they're handmade. I mean,
a lot of the time, it's a quality control issue. Mm-hmm. It's not intended to be. There's some companies that really struggle with it.
Yeah.
For me, Oliva, their draw is just, there's way too many that are just too tight. Yeah.
I don't know if, have you ever had to draw poke a Lancero since you smoked them?
Never.
I was going to say, I can't imagine how dangerous that is.
Yeah.
As is.
Yeah. But yeah, the risk is like if you go through the binder.
Yeah.
Right? You can, if you go all the way through the wrapper, you're just
tough.
Screwed, but if you go through the binder, it'll start to pull itself apart, and that wrapper is not strong enough to hold the tobacco together. That's why you have the binder.
Yeah.
Right? The wrapper is too delicate of a leaf, and it'll just pop,
yep.
and then you're drawing oxygen in there. So the smoke doesn't taste right, but then also where that air is coming in, when the cherry gets close, it can bust super fast.
Yeah.
Now it's acrid and burnt. So yeah, my advice with a draw poker, don't do it unless you have to.
Right.
Try to rescue a cigar. I would recommend more like a hat pin,
old
fashioned hat pin, like a long straight pin.
And I wouldn't poke it right off the bat either.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen all kinds of crazy stuff in loungers over the years, but for sure, like your cigar's supposed to smoke.
Yeah.
Without it.
Yep.
So, and you know, I've had a few with a tight draw that I just got a new cigar.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
I'm not going to fuck around with it too
or
much.
Or the rolling method that I've explained before, but even that can be risky if you don't know how to do it, but
mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, just a soft roll.
I definitely wouldn't use a paper clip.
Yeah, it's just too not straight.
Right.
You might end up...
For a pipe, maybe, but not for a cigar.
Yeah, yeah. But you use what you have.
Right, you know? You use what you got.
All right, it's time for the band test. I'm going to use my Coke finger. Okay, I got a flap peeling. This is way too glued on.
Man, it is tough.
Way too glued on. But mine's going to come off. It just requires a lot of attention. Very careful. All right, so
yeah,
I got that. I'm not sure I would take a point off from my experience with that, but definitely not happy. And that leads us back to our, you know, advice for all manufacturers, just fucking use the same stuff you're using on the wrapper.
Yeah.
Just use that fruit pectin. We're going to take the band off.
Yep. Now to do the larger band test.
All right. Big band.
Big band time.
See, you've got like regular dude fingers.
There we go.
That came out fine.
Yeah. So that was, they didn't use any glue on this at all. Like barely, just a hair.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do that with the?
I don't know. I've got like some reasonably... I just clipped my nails, but I've got enough nail to slide under there.
There's a fun little message on this. I'm going to wait till you pull yours off.
And see if they're the same?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's do it. So there's secret writing inside the fortune cookie wrapper.
Right. So I'm just curious.
No, this it's is actually, too, mine is, it's still glued on to.
Oh, shit. Well, hopefully you can, yours is legible.
Okay, got it.
Ah, it's the same.
Suck it!
Suck it.
Nice.
Yeah, with an exclamation point.
That's pretty suck cool. It. Notice how the band is pressed, three-dimensional. Mm-hmm. Super cool. Very, like, minimalist, modern, but that is cool,
I'm gonna stand
man.
Up for this one. Yeah. Let's see if we can... maybe
suck it. Something no, you like can't that. See nope. that. It won't. Yeah, it won't focus. But the band itself, I mean, that is a just. It's a good looking band. I gotta fix the glare, man. The lighting in this room sucks. Yeah. All right. Great tobacconist tip of the week. Moving back to the cigar, definitely still like back to the farm, man.
Yep. Dude, the smoke output on this is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a stinky cigar either.
No, it's not terribly stinky, but I think it's going to leave an odor in the clothes.
Oh, yeah, I definitely.
Mean, all cigars do, but yeah. I mean.
But it's not like stinky in the...
I'm going to touch up my wrapper a little bit there after ashing. Notice how I'm doing this for folks that want to... keep their combustion smooth. See how far away I am from the flame?
Yep.
Toasted, not roasted, baby. And you can just see from side view that little flap on top. Kind of common if you lose a little bit too much cherry when you're ashing. Yeah,
kind of like that right now, but that's from mm-hmm. the wrapper popping from the freaking wrapper, or mm-hmm. the band.
Yeah, hold that up. So that's an example of what happens when the, yeah. Because you had trouble taking the band off, that's the little piece of wrapper that, you know, kind of tore.
Yeah.
And that's what happens is you get an uneven burn line. Now you have to pay attention to it. Probably have to touch that up. And that's why it's important. Yep. One of the reasons why it's important. Room 101, Farse, Nicaragua, Maduro, Robusto,
yep.
5x50. There's a little bit of anise in here now.
I'm a little bit further than you. I'm already at the final third. The vegetal definitely picked up.
Did it? There is certainly a like nondescript nuts, nondescript wood, you know?
Yeah. I didn't really get much wood out of it besides like woodsy, but not woodsy, like cedar, yeah. like yeah, you normally
yeah.
would.
Yeah. Woodsy is probably a better
yeah.
descriptor.
South American woodsy.
The like damp hay component mm-hmm. is kind of mellowing out. It is spicy though.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like fucking, oh, someone sprinkled cayenne pepper on my cigar.
Yeah.
But it has that Esteli Nicaragua spice all the way through. Yep. To me, it's just enough. And I'm going to go ahead and call this full.
Yeah. The strength is definitely picking up.
Yeah. Yep.
This is definitely a strong Nicaraguan. I'm feeling a little jittery.
And shout out to Jonathan Lamon, Smokers Express.
Yeah, for the hookup here.
For the hookup with these. Much appreciated. And they are right over there on what, Carlisle Street?
York Street. Yeah.
So they're local. Dude, that like sweet fruit flavor, man, like it's picked up for me.
Has it?
Yeah. Mm. Like definitely on like the top of the like the soft palate,
mm-hmm.
like after the exhale. It just has this lingering with a very slight sour. Like I said, it's fermentation.
Yeah. Dude, this is a very well done cigar as far as like blending. Very complex.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I think, you know, it's strong enough that you probably wouldn't give this to a beginner.
No.
But for somebody that is an experienced like cigar aficionado, this is a stick, man.
Somebody that likes to dissect flavors.
Yeah, like somebody that's really into cigars.
A
like,
cigar sommelier.
This, yeah, yeah. Passionado. Yeah, like this is an experienced smoker's cigar. Like,
yeah.
Definitely, if you are into sticks and you like tasting different flavors and stuff, I think what's surprising to me is like for a Nicaraguan puro, this is so complex.
Yeah.
And like, a lot of Nicaraguan cigars have a very distinct set of notes, which is like leather, spice, wood, and this kind of doesn't emphasize any of those.
Yeah, it's
it does have that spicy component.
Yeah, like you said, the most Nicaraguan puros are like same but different. This is definitely not that.
No, this was meticulously blended. I'm really really intrigued by it. You know, as somebody who has smoked thousands and thousands of cigars, I don't come across a lot of new ones where I'm like,
yeah,
this is so unique and complex different. And different. This one is.
Yeah,
I think they really got to really hit a home run with this.
Yeah.
So let's see what else is going on. Oh, we approved a ginormous aid package to every country except the U.S.
That's right. So, don't get me sturdy on that.
On our non-political cigar show. Yeah, it's like, oh, a train derails and like murders a city. Oh, that's unfortunate. Here's $200. Oh, Hawaii burns to the ground.
Here's 700.
Yeah, here's a couple of hotel nights.
No, but actually on that front of the train front, the town was actually awarded $600 million damages.
Hmm.
So that not only to the town.
Might pay for the cleanup.
Yeah.
Might.
For the town and the people.
That's probably like $1 billion cleanup, though.
Yeah. Honestly. I mean, it's still technically ongoing.
Yeah, but that was a jury award.
Yeah.
That wasn't.
Right.
Speaking of which, BASF, they're in court right now. They're arguing for dismissal, but they were hauling talc from a mine. And of course, it was had asbestos in it. That's why you can't get talc powder anymore. And they infected a bunch of people. A couple of people died of mesothelioma or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're saying they didn't know and shouldn't be held accountable. I don't know. Kind of mixed, kind of on the fence about that because there's an element where it's like, that's true. It's absolutely true. You know, they're just hauling something that was legally mined out of the ground, you know?
Yeah.
But then there's part that's like, yeah, but there's still some responsibility there.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't on purpose. You know? Yeah.
Also, that whole town is now chafe free.
Yeah. No, nobody's chafing there. Yeah, this is definitely a great cigar. Like, if you got a buddy who's into sticks, and you want to sit in the lounge and talk about, like, a complex flavor,
yeah,
I think this is it. It does pair really well with black coffee.
Oh, yeah.
As typical, a lot of well, let's be honest. Cigars and black coffee is a great pair.
Yeah. It just like bread and butter.
Yeah, yeah. But Nicaraguan cigars in particular,
yeah,
like the, especially if you have, like, a less like harsh coffee, like the bittersweet natural flavors of the coffee tend to complement the spicy that you get out of Nicaraguan tobacco.
Kind of like our 2C premium six bean bala.
Oh yeah, with balas for life. That's the whitest thing I ever did on the show. Oh man, the hot box is all full of crap, man.
Yeah.
I was looking at it this morning. Yeah, like we got wires hanging out of the ceiling and iPads charging and step stools and a TV in a box.
Yeah.
Not doing much good in a box. I got another bottle of Ron Zacapa. Dude, that's the rum, man. It's just the rum. Expensive for rum. But
yeah.
I'm at that stage where I'm like, I'm either going to get what I like or I'll just do without.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck it.
Dude, it is very strong and vegetal.
Yeah, the vegetal, I'm getting to that last third. Vegetal is picking up. Yeah, it is. This is a full body, full strength. There's still definitely like, it's not black pepper, but it's peppery.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite cayenne that's on there.
Yeah, almost like a like a freshly mowed pasture, like an actual legitimate grass, not like just shit in your front yard.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's got that outdoorsy, woodsy, farmy. Now, the barnyard notes have kind of tapered off for me, but the grass component has picked up.
Yeah.
So it's not vegetal like morning glories, you know, but it is vegetal like a mown pasture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this whole cigar is like going on an outdoor adventure almost, you know. So I had a pretty cool event this week. So my big adventure was replacing my HVAC system.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, not cheap, but have to do it in certain order. So I knew I had to do it to sell the house. I don't have to, but right. spend 10 grand on that, gain 15 on the value of the home.
Yeah.
And I have to do that first, and then I have to paint. I've got that like barn red, like rust red trim on the windows and stuff. I'm going to paint that dark brown that's around the dormers and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm going to tie that in, and then I can landscape. So that side of the house where the AC unit is, I'm just going to put like, you know, those fake stones made out of concrete.
Yeah.
I'm just going to double stack those, put some like evergreen shrubs, you know, and then just gravel.
Nice.
Like pea gravel. And then I'm going to match that in the front where the sidewalk comes up to the porch. I'm going to put just a half or quarter circle with a lamp, because there's no street lamp. So okay. every home is like, you know, lamp, 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 and then ours has no lamp, and then lamp. So I'm going to put a lamp there, probably solar, a couple of evergreens, gravel.
So make sure you clear that with the HOA.
And then, yeah, no HOA. And then on the porch, because it kind of looks like a train station.
With yeah, that it does. Porch,
I'm going to get those like divider planters
okay. and
put them in between the poles.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of makes like a railing.
Okay.
But it's just planters. And I was thinking like some kind of viney thing in there. And then I think it's done. I think that's all I need to do for a curb appeal. And all in, not counting the new HVAC system, but all in, you know, we're talking 1500.
It's not bad.
Plus the paint job is probably 1500. So less than 3 grand. And then I was thinking, if I can get a sod company to replace the lawn for like less than 3 grand, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have to do that before the landscaping.
I'm a little sad that this is almost over.
I know, man. Yeah, this is a pretty delightful smoke. I think Robusto is the perfect size for this cigar.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm biased, but I think anything more than this, though,
yeah,
it's just strong enough where it's like, you're just at the part where you're like, man, I'm sorry it's gone.
Yeah.
But I feel like if there was another inch, it would go over the cliff into, okay, this needs to wrap up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can't, holy shit, we would have done the bigger Vitola.
Yeah.
I think we would have gotten our asses kicked.
Yeah, I think so.
Not a breakfast cigar.
Did you have breakfast?
I did.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah, if not, I'd be on the ground right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, this is a grown-up smoke.
Like, oh, yeah.
I think this is best enjoyed by somebody with experience.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, if you haven't gone around the block a few times, I don't think you can appreciate all the flavors and nuance.
Right.
And the change. Like, it just never stopped. Like,
every third was different.
It was shifting and changing. Yeah. All right. Time for a break. When we come back, we will have the cigar news of the week. And what's up, everybody? Johnny Midas here with my smoke of the week. And I am smoking the Punch Dragonfire. Available on the shelf here at Union Cigar, Hanover, Pennsylvania, for $7.50. This delicious cigar features a Mexican San Andres wrapper and has hints of earth, spice, cedar. For $7.50, this is a great daily smoke. And of course, it is limited because 2024 is Year of the Dragon. So pick yours up here at Union Cigar Hanover and have a great smoke. And now your cigar news of the week with Angel Solorio. We are back on Burnline Podcast. You are listening to the dulcet tones of Johnny Midas, the golden tones, and El Fumo, who has our cigar news of the week.
All right. So, not really familiar with this company, but they, you know, cutters, lighters, and crap like that. Ellie Blue?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar with Ellie Blue.
Okay.
It's like L.E.Blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ellie Blue is releasing their Year of the Dragon collection.
Surprise. Yeah.
So
more Year of the Dragon. You know, we should just buy everything Year of the Dragon cigar related and pile it up on the table.
Yeah.
And have like a We're Now Poor episode.
Yeah. And then, so Gurkha is shipping the AJ Fernandez and EP Carrillo made Year of the Dragon.
All right, so
they're finally going to market
the cigar that started it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's pretty cool because, you know, Gurkha doesn't make their own cigars.
Right.
And most of them are made by, I forget the company, and I'm not fond of them.
Yeah.
But this one is a Fernandez Carrillo collab. I mean, it's going to be a good stick. I don't care whose band is on it.
Mm-hmm.
I might try that one. First Gurkha on the show.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, might as well. I think I know where I can pick some up.
They're like, oh, all that shit talking you guys do, and here we are. So for our UK listeners, this is some bad news.
Mm-hmm.
So the generational tobacco ban that they've been wanting to push for a while now is now going to the next stage. So I believe this is finalization vote. So anybody born after 2008 in the UK will now not be able to buy any tobacco products whatsoever.
I'm telling you, the like fascist bent of some Western democracies is really disturbing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Great Britain is among them. The infantilization of their people, where they're basically saying, you don't get to make choices about your consumption. We're going to make it for you. Right.
Yeah.
And they always couch it in terms of like caring for people and whatever. And it's like, yeah, but there's a line where you might be able to make better choices than people, but that's not the point. The point is we have one life and it's my fundamental right to make my own choices. Same thing with Canada, man. Like they're falling down that rabbit hole of statist fascism so fast.
Right.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's so weird how the democracies are creating more restrictive.
Yeah, like we're turning into regimes. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they're probably not smart enough or don't care because they're so old, you know, these politicians. Yeah. Like all you're doing is planting the seeds of a rebellion. You're going to have a civil war. You know, it's going to happen.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Look, guys,
people are only going to put up with so much shit.
Right.
You know,
you already started a revolution over one leaf. Don't start another one.
Well, I mean, it is Great Britain. You know, their claim to fame is we're responsible for more Independence Days than any other nation on the planet. All right, what else have you got in the cigar news of the week?
Oh, my God. Eliado Diaz before and after begins to ship today.
Okay.
So for those of you that like those, I haven't smoked any of their stuff, but if you're into their stuff, they're shipping today, which is, I think it's a limited release too.
Yeah.
It's a pretty...
Is that a single cigar or is it like a before cigar and an after cigar?
It's just what they call it, the before
the and before after.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a decent looking stick.
Yeah, it's kind of cool looking.
Pretty rustic though, look at...
Yeah, definitely rustic. But yeah, that's like the new thing I've seen with a lot of collabs is like a two cigar release. So you had that with Padron and Fuente. I don't even know if I mean, that's beyond Johnny Midas budget right there. And then of course we did the My Father Tatuaje, and we each smoked a different one. That was pretty cool. But this is just a single yeah. one.
And then this is news for you, because this is Opus X La Edición de la Sociedad will be shipping later this year.
Can you say that in English?
So Opus X Edition of the Society.
Edition, and it's blue. De la Sociedad.
De la Sociedad.
That's how we would say it, yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of,
That's a lot of extra band stuff.
Yeah.
But, so that adds $6 to the price.
So that's so that's for your collection there.
Yeah.
From all the red and blacks, now you're going to have a blue.
Hashtag sounds legit.
Yeah, I don't see a price for it, but I'd imagine what's the average, like 40, 60?
Yeah, 60, I'm guessing.
Yeah. It's a big stick. Like lengthwise, 6.25 by 49.
Oh, that's an interesting vitola.
Yeah,
that sounds right up my alley, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll pick up a few of those.
Oh, here we go. $90.
90.
Yeah. Damn.
Sounds about right.
Is that the most expensive Opus X? No, probably not.
Off
the shelf, though.
Like, not the most expensive off the shelf, like MSRP. The rare black I had was 90. That's a little on the steep side for an Opus X, but so I'll pick up one.
He's like, I'll pick one up.
Yeah. We got to mow a couple extra lawns this weekend.
Okay. But yeah, that's it for
news.
Awesome. Thank you for keeping us informed and on top of things. We are enjoying the Room 101 Farce Nicaraguan Maduro Robusto 5x50. And I think it's time for kind of our final tasting before we roll into ranking this thing.
Yeah, because I don't think I'm going to have much to
taste. You're about done. I'm in my final third. And
did you get that vegetal out of it?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's definitely the overpowering.
Yeah, the final third, it's vegetal is the primary. Definitely like Mown Meadow when we say vegetal, because vegetal has a pretty broad spectrum.
Yeah.
It's not as bitter as a lot of vegetal.
No, this is actually enjoyable.
It has a slightly sweet, but it's like sweet grass component.
It's not like that, what'd you guys smoke, that El Septimo?
Oh yeah, that was like straight morning glories.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the barnyard is kind of gone now, but it still has the spicy.
Yeah,
and it still has the little hint of sweet. But the sweet went from like, sort of, I think like fermentation sweet, like almost nondescript, to now it's like sweet grass.
Yeah, I'm getting a little meaty there at the end.
Yeah, there's a little like charred meat almost.
Yep. Yeah. So that's an interesting note.
It's the secondary flavor. Like for me, the final third is like freshly mown grass and steak.
Yeah. So like mow the grass with some pepper. Throw the steak on the ground, throw it on the grill.
Yeah, like sprinkle some pepper over it, toss it on the grill. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. And it's amazing that this is the same cigar that we started out.
Right.
Where you had like dried peanuts, you know, like kind of a nondescript nutty. Lots of barnyard, a little manure in there. Yeah. Now it's like,
dude, this
totally different.
You're definitely gonna have to keep going. Like, you know, normally we don't go the whole way down, but like it's changing a little bit again, right here, on the last half inch.
Oh yeah, I'm smoking this one to the Nub Club. All right, and with that, it is time to rank this cigar. Again, we are smoking the Room 101 Farce Nicaraguan Maduro. And let's start with presentation. Didn't have a box today.
No.
Box is pretty cool looking, though.
Yeah.
Carries over that blue and gold theme.
Yeah.
Blue, gold, and white. So presentation, I mean, the wrapper is gorgeous.
Yeah.
The band's gorgeous. The graphic design that went into this, gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm only giving it a 9 because it's not perfect. That's my take. I don't
know. Yeah, I was going to give it like an 8.
Okay.
So 8, 9.
So I mean that it is subjective, but they did a great job presenting this, I feel like. And then at $11.75 for Robusto.
It's not terrible, man.
It's not terrible. It's a little steep. We know the new Robusto price point is like $10 to $11.
Right.
So I don't know for price, like it's one of those things where it's like after I smoke it, I'm like, damn, this is worth it.
Yeah.
Before I smoke it, if I look at it on the shelf, it's probably like a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think about an 8 there?
Yeah.
Like an 8.
Like an 8. Well, that's the thing. It's like as a beginner smoker, like not knowing anything about it, that $11 is definitely.
Well, it's $11.75 MSRP. That means, you know, in Maryland, you're paying $12.75. You know, something like that.
So so definitely a beginner smoker is not going to pick it up. Uh-huh. But then again, it's not for them anyway. But if you're an experienced smoker, that's why I was like, we got to get the stick.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure Room 101, especially now, I hate to say it, but among cigar aficionados, as soon as your brand is owned by General, it goes down a few points in esteem. It just does.
Yeah.
General is not famous for, you know, like high quality stuff.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, but their brand is now associated with the General Auto Insurance, which is a very super low end.
Right.
It just is like the insurance company's branding comes to mind whenever someone says General.
Yeah, right? But unfortunately, that's the way every product's going this way. It's going to be owned by something.
Yeah, something bigger. Although General does a really good job of not putting their name out there.
Yeah,
you know, they just sell the brands.
Yeah,
you know, like whatever Monte Cristo or you name it. But yeah, so I agree. Like, the cigar is fucking worth the price, but the price point limits accessibility and, you know, it's a little off-putting.
I need a toothpick just to hold
it. It's that good.
Dude, it's so good.
Smoke it all the way down.
Like I said, I'm getting a different flavor now that I'm right here.
Yeah.
The meat has picked up and some sweet.
Oh, like fucking brown sugar sprinkled over a steak.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right, construction. So construction was pretty good.
Yeah.
It burned great. The wrapper looked great. No issues around the cap. No splitting. Just nothing. No touch-ups.
Right. The cigar itself was great. I'm just, like I said, I'm taking a point off for
I
the
think so.
band.
I think we take a point off for the band, but that's still that's a nine.
That is a nine.
I
Yeah, I
mean,
agree.
legit straight nine. All right, so here we go, flavor.
Ooh, that's a 10, man.
10 for flavor.
Fuck yeah.
I got a 10 for flavor as well. This is a delicious cigar. If you're an experienced smoker, you're gonna love it. I mean, you're like, every last drop. Yeah, I can't praise this cigar enough. Like, all of the flavors were delicious. They played well together, and it just changed.
It's
You know, like
so good.
your interest is held through the whole smoke because it's constantly changing
So,
flavor.
I'm not sure about you, but I'm getting like this mentholy kind of like tingle on my lips from it. But
Maybe a
the
little bit.
yeah, but like I said, it just picks up the closer you get. It's so weird. It's not done changing. Like, that's crazy.
Outstanding. All right, so experience, and you know, if we talk about use case, it is limited.
Yeah,
I
oh
wouldn't
yeah.
do much while smoking
Fuck
this.
no.
This is a full body, full strength cigar. Great lounge
Oh
cigar.
yeah.
Fantastic cigar if you've got a buddy, which we happen to have,
Yeah.
you know, with each other, that likes cigars and you want to smoke it and
Yeah.
explore the cigar,
Yeah.
this is the cigar for it.
Yeah, this is a Sunday football cigar, grilling cigar, but not like a, I'm gonna be moving around.
Yeah, you could definitely probably smoke it on the back porch,
Yeah.
throw some burgers on the grill or something.
Not a breakfast cigar.
I'm not sure about the football thing just because it's too interesting.
Yeah.
I can't do two things
Okay.
at once, really. Not a breakfast cigar. After a full steak dinner, I feel like it would be amazing. So some limited use case there.
Yeah.
Definitely not a price point where you're gonna walk the dog or
Right,
take the
no.
trash out or something. So experience, what do you got?
Nine.
Nine for experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go nine. I mean, it's a limited use case, but
Dude, it's great as
it's
shit.
so that brings our final score to a 44. Very
Nice.
high ranking cigar for
Holy
us.
shit.
A little surprising,
Yeah.
you know, like the just Room 101 brand. It's not a, you know, mid 40s
Yeah.
cigar to me, and just if you asked me about them as a brand,
Yeah.
you know, Fuente would be, you know, for me.
Yeah.
The Room 101, I'm, oh yeah, they make some
This
good
surprised the
stuff.
shit out of me.
Yes, this is a really fantastic cigar. And I think for folks that are like into cigars, you cannot pass this up.
No,
So,
pick it
and
up.
yeah, like we, you know, we're telling folks our experience, and so we'll get to the end, and sometimes, you know, we'll be like, this didn't score very high, but it's fucking worth it. You
Oh, yeah.
know, this is one where it's like, if you enjoy cigars, like you're a cigar person, you got to pick it up.
Dude,
You
hell
just
yeah.
you have to. Fantastic smoke. Knocked my socks off.
Yeah, and it is a limited release, so
Yeah,
get it.
get them while you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it.
Unfortunately.
Thanks, Alfumo, for
Yeah.
joining me on this edition of Burnline Podcast. For all of you out there in the interwebs, we'll see you again next week.